Well, even though there's just the two of you here today, I thought these Lenten masses are some of the most beautiful masses, and they're just filled with lessons for us, and each day has a different, obviously a very different lesson. In the epistle today, we read the words, our Lord is saying this. He says, that all souls are mine. And then we turn to the gospel, and what do we see but this woman, the Canaanite woman, praying for the soul of her child. All souls are mine, our Lord says. In other words, they're mine, and I will take good care of them. But we see this lesson, what we should do to imitate the Canaanite woman. She comes to our Lord. There's this procession, our Lord and his disciples. And she comes to him and says, Jesus, have mercy on me, for my daughter is troubled with a devil. And our Lord ignores her, says nothing, just keeps walking. And the disciples come, and they said to our Lord, because they were afraid that it would look really bad if she, being so insistent, were turned down by our Lord, and it would make them look bad. And so they went to our Lord and said, just hear her and send her away. But our Lord moved on. And then we see here, though, in the Canaanite woman, a lesson of perseverance in prayer, that she didn't give up. Here she is talking to God, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the one person, the one being that you would expect to listen to you. No one else will listen to you in this world, but you expect our Lord to, and he remains silent. But she didn't give up. She was a bold and a woman filled with faith, and she persevered. And that reminds us of what our Lord said. I'm almost certain we read this in the Mass of the Rogation Days, or one of those, the Greater Litany, something like that, where you read about the man who comes to his neighbor's house and knocks. It's the middle of the night. He knocks and says, I have someone coming over tonight, and we need bread. I have none. Well, he doesn't answer, and then he slams the door in his face, but he keeps knocking and persevering in his petitions. And finally, just to get rid of him, the man gives him the bread. And our Lord says and preaches this, that if we persist, he will hear our prayers as well. So even when our Lord seems silent and isn't listening, know that he is. And it's all in his mercy and love that he does that. But then you'll notice the Canaanite woman asks again, and then there are words there that were enough to dash anyone's hope. They said, I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It was almost a refusal. But then she keeps persevering, and at last she says, Lord, Domine, adiuva me, Lord, help me. And our Lord replies again, it is not fair to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. But she doesn't give up. She responds with words of great faith. She says, yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And at this point, our Lord turns and sees this woman and marvels at her deep faith, because she had not given up once. She knew that he would answer the prayer if she persisted in it. And that's what we have to do. Remember, this woman was praying for whom? For her daughter to be healed. We've all got people in our families to pray for, and we are gravely bound to pray for them and for all the needs of their soul and for their salvation. And if up to this point our Lord seems to be denying you your requests, or just is silent and you have no idea what's going on, remember this, that he is always listening, and that all he wants of you is to persist in your prayer, just like the Canaanite woman. If you don't, who's going to? And who's going to save the souls of your children? You're the mother and you're the father of children, of, of souls, and you should pray for them. And so today should be the day when your whole day is offered for your children and for any other soul that you want to pray for. Pray for them, sacrifice for them, and remember all day long the Canaanite woman who never lost hope, never lost faith, never lost her boldness in her approach to our blessed Lord. She kept persisting in her prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.